Well, the weather's not great. I don't know how it is there.
It's been pretty good. It's raining now, but it's been pretty good.
Yeah, that's my move, is that when it rains, I'm just like, well, it's good for the grass.
Sure.
That's old man move. Well,
yeah.
Lawn needs it. Hello and welcome to episode 492 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver.
We're creeping up on 500, Adam.
Wow.
The plan for 500 was to do a big show in person in Vancouver.
Wow.
That's not going to happen, though. No. That was the plan. The plan was this summer, we were going to come to Vancouver. That is not the plan anymore.
Yeah. Difficult to pull that one off.
I don't even know if we're allowed or if planes are still flying.
Yeah. I don't believe you're allowed.
I think I might be because of the Canadian passport.
Right. But it's still a non-essential travel. Unless you can make it essential.
500 episodes of a podcast.
Yeah, pretty sure that qualifies.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. How many episodes have you done, Mr. Trudeau?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. I'm sure they're going to be lifted soon. I mean, we're talking here like, I think the borders are going to reopen soon? Now? Maybe? I don't know. The ice seems to be melting a little bit here.
Okay. We're in good shape too, but that's exactly why I think people are concerned about making anything relaxed because
it's, but you never had anything. I've looked at the numbers there. You have negative cases.
Well, we had one new case yesterday for province of 5 million people, so that's good. And the day before was 5 cases. So yeah, if you mean negative in that more people are getting better quicker than people are getting sick, so the total number of cases that are active is declining. I think we're down to like under 200 active cases in the province. So yeah, we're in good shape. Yeah, so that's good. But exactly the reason why, you know, it's okay to relax restrictions, I feel like, in terms of within the province, but you know, getting relaxed with the borders is exactly what we don't want.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. There's some, I saw Richmond specifically that start to finish for like from when this first showed up until like this week. Do you know how many cases were in Richmond? Not even active. I mean, how many?
So few. Yeah. I didn't see the number, but someone was telling me, I think it was my wife was telling me how Richmond hasn't had a case in weeks.
Yeah, your 88 was the total for the entire time.
Yeah, that's pretty good, considering how close we are to the airport.
How close you are to the airport, and yeah, there is the whole... And Seattle is not far away, and they kind of had, you know, they were ground zero for this, right? So, you know, well done over there. I saw even there was a New York Times article on the what's her name, Dr. Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnie Henry,
Yeah, the New York Times did an article about her and how well she handled it in British Columbia.
Well, that's good.
So there you go. So you guys can open up, I think. I think you're good to go. Plus, there's the whole outside bit. Hopefully, baseball is going to start up with your kids. And
yeah, I think all the return to sport guidelines are being worked out. You know, we've seen soccer come out with guidelines for sport this week. Even hockey's come out with their guidelines. And I would think that baseballs will be in the next week the exact guidelines of how it's going to work and when the official start dates are and all of that jazz. So yeah, we're optimistic that that's going to happen soon. We've been throwing the ball around and doing some hitting practice, and Jack's really kind of anxious to, you know, get it going because he's got a new bat that we bought sort of in the off season last year.
Right.
And he's been loving it. He's been loving it at the park and hitting bombs. But the problem is we can't go over to our sort of little park that would be for his age and test it out, because that's a city no-go zone right now. So
Oh.
So we go to the sort of park at the elementary school and, you know, play in that field, which is okay. But yeah, city parks for, you know, playing baseball activities right now is a no-go from what I understand. So
right.
So yeah, so we're worried that he's going to miss this whole mosquito age where the fence is nice and short and he can hit a bunch of bombs this year. And then all of a sudden it gets pushed back like 50 feet for Pee-wee, and the kids throw, you know, wicked off-speed stuff, so it's going to be a lot harder. So this was the year to be Babe Ruth,
to pad his stats.
Yeah, to pad his stats for sure.
Don't be a stat padder. I'll have a talk with him. Don't be okay. A stat padder.
But come on, like you've never had a chance to hit an out of the park home run, and in this year, the second year mosquito, that's your glory year. Like kind of right. sucks not to get that chance.
No, I can't abide by that.
Oh, come on. Everybody wants a chance to be Babe Ruth.
Oh, sure. But, you know, anyways, I get it. Don't move the fences in so you can hit home runs. Come on. He's better than that. That's all I'm saying. He's a good player. Let's say
move the fences in. That's the right distance.
Little bit. sounds like you're padding stats.
No,
it's funny because our league is doing that. I'm not sure if I'm playing in that league this year or not. But our we won last year, so we moved up to the first Bundesliga, the top league, and obviously that hasn't started. And they're trying to work out the details because we were supposed to start 2 months ago, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out the details on how to do this. And basically what they've done is I think restrictions are supposed to be lifted next week, middle of June. And they've basically said, hey, like when how long do you need to get back up and like start playing, you know? And some teams were like, well, we only need a week. Let's play. Let's just get going, you know? And other teams are, we need at least a month. And essentially what that is a lot of the hitters want to get a lot of preseason at bats in so that they can pad their stats. They don't want to have a bad batting average this year. So
gotcha.
Let's push it back a little bit so that we still have our good stats. And it's like, that's not how you do it.
Yeah.
So no, like let's just go ahead and call this a non-season if you like, but get
playing. Yeah. I don't think too many people are going to scrutinize the numbers for this year.
Welcome to Germany, man.
Well, but the pitchers are also going to be at a big disadvantage not having had their reps as well. So I think everyone's all in the same.
See, but we've allowed that though. Like we're allowed, like the arms are in good shape. Guys okay. They've been out throwing for a while.
But the guys have not been hitting at all.
Nah, the hitting, I don't know. Like there is hitting, but there's a difference between hitting and batting practice and taking live at bats. Not so much like at the mosquito age, not a big deal. I mean, it's nicer, but, when you get way higher up, you really need to get live at bats to get your timing down and all that stuff. Batting practice is nice, but without getting those preseason games in, the guys are going to come out of the gate slow. Pitchers okay. will dominate. Pitchers always dominate. Good pitching beats good hitting always. That's
right.
That's just baseball. And so if the guys can't catch up and adjust quickly, and so in order for them, I think the rules are like you can take batting practice, but you can't have a catcher, and so therefore you wouldn't have actual live BP. Like it's a whole thing.
Gotcha. Right? Yeah.
Anyways, that's where we're at. Point is Amazon. Click through our site, help us out. I had a request to put up a Australian Amazon link, which if it exists, I'm sure it does. I'm going to add that by the time you hear this show.
Okay.
So, if you're looking to buy some Vegemite or whatnot, go ahead and click through our site.
Yeah,
help us out.
What was the Paul Hogan DVDs?
Yes, some Paul Hogan. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I was trying to not go Crocodile Dundee because that's the obvious one, but I don't know what else he did. Yeah. Like he did ads for Australia. He did that.
Okay.
And then, his son was in the WWF for a long time.
Oh, really?
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
Oh.
I think it was. And then they made that show with Jason Bateman, the Hogan family. It was like a monopoly. What do
right.
you call it?
Right.
Huge company they had going there.
Yeah.
I bought something on Amazon. I think I told you I bought a router, but it would not ship. Like they kept telling me, oh, we're gonna wait. You gotta wait. Oh, we don't know. So finally, I tracked down the last actual router in like the a woodworking router, not a networking thing for your for my computer. I finally tracked down an actual router at an actual brick and mortar store out by the airport in Stuttgart. And so I physically went out there and bought it and then had to cancel the Amazon one.
Okay.
Click through our site anyways.
Okay.
Point is, I'm now in possession of a real router, an actual very high quality precision router, dual mode plunge router, and it is awesome.
And you're just routing everything.
I'm not routing as much as I'd like yet. I needed it to finish the blanket chest coffee table that I was telling you about.
Right.
And so that was, I needed to do a round over edge on the top and then obviously a chamfer underneath and just to bevel that edge, which I did. And so I sent you, I'll actually post some photos.
Yeah, because you sent them to me and I like them. Looks good.
Thank you. Yeah. I made one for you. It's in the mail.
Okay. Looks pro.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. There's some things I'll do different next time. And to do the hinges and stuff like that. No, don't make things with hinges. That's my takeaway. It's annoying. Installing hinges and hinge related hardware is annoying.
Okay.
Just go out the woods.
I won't do it.
Cutting boards. I'm just making cutting boards from now on.
Gotcha.
No. So anyways, so there you go. I'm going to post that. Learned a lot. Moving on to the next thing. Probably a dresser set for my son.
That's nice. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. So where are we at? What else? Oh, the pool. The Freibad is scheduled to open next week.
Wow, that's big.
It's very exciting for me. I've been in withdrawal for the no swimming. It's been tough.
Okay.
It's been tough. So that's going to happen. And then lastly, what did we do? We had friends over for the first time. Last weekend. We had like your driveway party that you talked about.
Nice. Okay.
Had a little taco night and ate in the backyard and had a little fire outside, but it was kind of weird having friends over.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Sort of set up the chairs in a configuration. It's a little bit odd how it all works.
Yeah. And then they show up and you're like, hey, go sit over there.
Yeah.
You know, no handshake, nothing. It's like normally you're like, yeah, you probably, well, how are you doing? You know, haven't seen you in 3 months, but so I don't know. So that was kind of easing into it. And then this week we went down with the family. We went down to my wife's uncle has a holiday apartment down at a place called the Bodensee, the Lake Constance, which is this big lake on the border of like German border with Switzerland and Austria. And so he has a little holiday apartment down there that he lets us use from time to time. So we took the kids down there, had, you know, good times. And evidently everyone just forgot about social distancing. It's out.
Okay.
Everything was just in proximity. Nobody cared. Very little respect for that. But like went to the zoo one day and thought, oh, okay, we're done. Everyone's just right in everyone's face. And it was all outside, though, so I think we're going to be okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it just depends on where you are. I mean, you see a lot of pictures and things on social media that sort of say, like, you know, everybody is doing different things right now. And I think a lot of places have either just kind of said, all right, you know, this is enough for me. And then a lot of places like, you know, in BC where it's like I went to the eye doctor yesterday and I was amazed at just how well they did everything in order to, you know, both see patients, but do it in an incredibly safe manner. So, So, I mean, like you say, that experience at the zoo, like my experience was the exact opposite in terms of, you know, the safety and the precautions taken. And, you know, maybe that's part of like why BC is doing so well. Like, and not that Germany isn't. That certainly in comparison to, you know, other places in Canada, like we're doing great. And I think the people are following the rules to a T right now, or for the most part.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening. I mean, the numbers are so far down that hopefully it's you know, not going to spread, even though, like I said, I think you guys could really take your foot off the gas and nothing will happen. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Sure.
Just for me, it was interesting. I was wondering how people are going to sort of creep out of the shadows, you know, like, is it just going to be, some people are just diving in head first. Let's go back to normal life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still rules down there. Like, you still had to wear, if you went into a, like, all the restaurants are open, and mostly with patios. We didn't go into any. We got takeout pizza for the first time we've had a restaurant food since this started, you know, beginning of March, whenever that was, mid March. And so we had takeout pizza that we had, but still, I think the rules are you have to wear a mask on your way into the restaurant, and as soon as you sit down, you can take your mask off. That's the rule.
Hmm.
So I don't know how that works.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, but most of the places are outside, and you know, a lot of patios and whatnot. So it seems to be. I guess there's fewer chairs and whatnot. So they are still taking precautions but overall, it seems to, not like the people forgot about it, but it's, I was a little concerned that it would be slow going to get back to normal, but evidently not. Hopefully not.
Okay.
Yeah. So there we are. I don't know. I got notes here. Did you shoot anything interesting?
No.
This week? That's what I wanted to ask.
No. I've been busy with a bunch of things on the go. I do have a project coming up that I'm going to do photography related for grade 7 grad for my daughter's school. So I'm going to shoot like sort of like a grad photo. Like the kids, a lot of them aren't returning to school, but the idea is we're going to kind of bring them in for like a shot of them sort of as their grade 7 graduation photo. So
okay.
I'm going to do that for however many kids for grade 7 that they can get. I mean, they're going to invite all of them, and we'll see how many attend. And the idea is to, you know, bring in small groups, have a few kids at a time so that they can
You're talking about individual portraits or a group photo?
No, individual portraits. There's no way we could do the group photo. So, but just a way to kind of get the kids a little bit of closure, because, I mean, these are all kids that go into high school next year. So it'll give them an opportunity to come into the school one more time for those that aren't returning, you know, maybe see a couple of their teachers in a way that's, you know, all safe and practical. And then my part is to get them a grade 7 grad photo.
Are you able to set up a studio outside?
I'm going to set it up. I think we're going to set it up inside, just because weather would be a factor for sure if it was outside. So I'm allowed to set it up inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll look forward to you talking about that. Something interesting finally.
Yeah. And at least I could probably show my daughter's photo from that. So you'll see, I should be able to, can't see any reason why I wouldn't be able to display that photo.
Gotcha. I shot around at the lake, of course. A lot of stuff down at the lake. We sort of unscheduled bumped into another family that's from that our kids are friends with, and so we ended up. That was part of the deal. The funny thing about the lake. Now I tell you, hey, we went to the lake. It's not the lake like in British Columbia, and this bugs me. Like this, I don't understand Europe in this case. One of the things, there's lots of stuff I love about Europe. And then there's some things that I do not. And one of the really the hardest thing for me to wrap my head around, even to this day, when I first moved here, was the fact that you don't just drive down to the lake and go swimming. Like, there's no access to the lake unless you go and pay.
Okay.
So you want to go and swim at the lake, that's fine, but you have to go into this beach area like and you go through the gates, and it's like $4, and there's a pool as well, but so there's almost zero lake access. There's a little bit, one little set of stairs down through some rocks, and that's where the social distancing was not happening. It was just forget it. Like everybody was kind of jammed on that one staircase. So that was kind of weird to me, always to this day. But meanwhile, about 15 minutes away was this other sort of, I guess, man-made lake that they turned into this really cool sort of kind of like a free resort. It's actually free to go in, And they have like a bunch of cool stuff built out there and a whole bunch of kids playing, a big grass area and all that stuff. And like a big kind of like a pirate ship kind of out in the middle.
Okay.
And you can climb up and jump off and stuff like that. And so it's pretty fun. Most stuff was closed, like the lake was open, but they have like all the little floating, what do you call it? Wharves? What do you call the little ones, the islands that are out in the middle? The dock?
Wharfs or docks, yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Wharf sticks out, though.
Yeah, that's true. I think it is a dock, a floating dock.
A floating dock. That must be what it is, floating dock. So they have like three or four of those, but they're all roped off, so you can't go on them. You can swim out to them, but you can't go on them, that kind of thing. But anyway, so the kids went out and played there, so I shot a whole bunch of stuff there, which I'm not going to post, because it's really my kids in their bathing suits, so that'll just stay off the internet.
Sure.
Because that's the world we live in. We did that. Went for ice cream. And so that one I will post. There's my kids enjoying their ice cream on some nice kind of cool light.
Yeah. Looks good.
And then there's a shot of my wife and my kids. And that's actually at the actual lake at the Bodensee. So in behind there, you can see in behind her, that's way off in the distance. That's Austria. And just to the right where that boat is, just to the right of that boat, that's Switzerland.
Okay.
And we're standing in Germany.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice little spot down there. We like it. But again, all of it taken, the only camera I took was the X100, of course, because, you know, it's like the handiest camera to take on a trip like this. So.
Sure.
And a bunch of stuff with the zoo, but you've seen kids, you've seen animals.
Yeah, I like rhinoceros.
They didn't have those. This is more of a different kind of zoo.
Okay. It's not
the exotic animal. There are some exotic animals, but a lot of goats, a lot of, there was an armadillo, a couple little monkeys.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's not your zoo, like your typical zoo.
It's a bush league zoo.
No, it was actually pretty fun. It was actually, I thought when it was being described to me as we were driving out to it, and I thought, oh no, it's a bush league zoo. That was what I thought. I thought, oh no, like how long are we going to be here? And then you get there and it's like family to get in. It's like $30. And I was like, really? This better be good. Like this doesn't sound, on paper, it doesn't sound good. And then we actually went in there and we were there for like 3 hours and had a very good time. So I'm not posting any pictures of that. I'm just saying it was good times.
Okay. All right. I believe you.
In the last photo, I went to, took my son to the ballpark last Sunday and met another guy on a team and his son. We just kind of had a little four-person practice, had some fun, and on the way out, decided I'm just going to snap a photo of my son sitting next to the big door of our what do you call it, clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like the light. So I just, you know, haven't seen him in his baseball uniform in a bit. So snap this. What do you think of this shot?
I like it. It's something... It seems like I really like the background, that you know, blue and sort of faded, rusty colors kind of looks good. But this is done with the save because it's middle of the day and the shadows are so harsh. Like it looks like something.
No, I was being artsy with it because the whole theme this week was art, which I guess like this could have been my art photo, but it's not. No, I kind of wanted to go with a low contrast, and it actually isn't much of a save at all. A little bit, but not really. Even though it looks like it in that time of day. Now this was snapped with the iPhone.
Oh, okay.
It's still raw. I shoot raw when I want to take a nice photo using the Lightroom app, which I think you have. Don't you have that on your new phone?
Yeah, I have it. I never use it, but I never take photos by my phone.
If you ever find yourself that you want to, go ahead and snap a DNG with that, and it's awesome. You get to really manipulate it in Lightroom later on. But anyways, point being is I shoot with my iPhone almost never, and this is one of those.
Okay, I like it.
All right. Photo challenge this week is our topic. It is art. Why did I choose art?
I don't know.
Okay. I actually read a comment online, I think it was on Instagram, that somebody supposed that we chose this in order to limit the entries this month.
It's a tough one. I have to say this is a tough one. I really struggled with this.
Yeah, no, I can tell. Au contraire to the limiting, I thought this was going to be more inclusive. Like, hey man, art is like wide open. Go crazy, everybody. Yeah, I found it very difficult as well. Like, I thought, oh man, like art in general, just, it's just, it's tough. What the hell is art?
Yeah. And I struggle to, you know, do I shoot someone else's art, like a sculpture or, right, you know, statue or a painting, or do I shoot something like that? And I tried throughout the month, various shots. This wasn't a situation where I only took one photo. I took photos and I just kept sort of thinking, okay, well, I'll take this photo and this will be a placeholder. And then I'd look back and I'd be like, no, that's no good. And then I'd kind of find something else and I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, you know, there's this on the side of a building. I'll take this. And I'm like, well, that's no good. And so, yeah, this is a big struggle for me, because just setting down, like, it's one thing if I, you know, sit down to do a painting. I used to do that a lot. I used to draw, I used to paint. And so, you know, that to me is creating art, but creating art in photography seems to be so completely subjective. If I just take a photo of anything, we can call it art, but I felt like we were going for something different. And so that was the thing, is like, well, I could take a picture of my index finger and blur it out and that could be art, but that's not a thing, is it? So
why isn't it a thing?
I don't know. It could be, but that's why I think I struggle.
You've heard of Andy Warhol.
But it's so, I think it's so not defined. And that's what I think maybe listeners and myself and you might have struggled with, is because it's almost too broad that it becomes difficult.
It's difficult to tell the difference between art and bullcrap.
True. I think that's another thing. Yeah.
Right. And now what I also find is if I just sit down and try, I'm going to create art. I don't know if that's how art is created. And plus, the other thing I sort of think about, I contemplated the idea of art, not just in photography, but in art. Like, what is art? I think we've talked about it on the show before. And I'm of the opinion that you can't create art for anybody else. You have to create art because it means something to you. Like, it means, and now if it only means something to you, it's not going to be good.
Right.
But you have to have the confidence or the stupidity, oftentimes they're not mutually exclusive, to shout out into the void and not expect an echo. That being said, still hard.
Yeah.
Still hard to do.
And then, but you know what? I just kind of quickly glanced through some of the photos from the listener submissions, and then I thought, huh, well, they knew what to do.
I mean, others did shoot art, but some also were, okay, great. Like, let's go through them. Let's go through, because, well, like you said, like, what does it mean? What does art mean? And do you shoot someone else's art? Like, and that was not what I intended, but I'm not one to say that in itself isn't art. So we're good to go. All right, so first up, these are just kind of in a random order, however I stumble across them on the internet. First up is Scott Borowy, and this is, speaking of Andy Warhol, I'm assuming this has got to be an Andy Warhol or an influence, or one of those posters that you would get when you're in college.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of, and I looked at this and I thought, yeah, I like that, and you know what, it's interesting is that I never thought of beer cans, but one of my ideas as I was looking for scrounging my surroundings for something that I could make art from as a photo, I was looking at wine bottles. Now, wine bottles don't stack so neatly, and so I was just going to kind of make a row of wine bottles or shoot them on a wine rack. And then because, you know, a lot of bottles have interesting artwork on them, so that's kind of what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking this is sort of, you know, he's got all the different artwork on the cans, like he's kind of picked colorful decorative cans, but then assembled them in a way that it becomes its own sort of piece of art. So, yeah, well done. I like it. I like it a lot.
Same. I appreciate the uniformity of all the cans in terms of size and shape. They stack nicely, obviously, and yet they all have their own unique printing and design on them. And something else I do appreciate, like because I know we've been kind of, not we, but society in general in the last 5-10 years has been kind of going bananas with beer. In fact, I'm sure you can get a banana beer at this point.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
And so it's like, for me, there's you know, I like different kinds, but not that many. I don't need to have, you know, 200 different kinds of beer to choose from. I'm sort of in the, you know, give me 3 Pilsners. I'll rotate through those. What's on sale? I'm good. Not that much. I don't get the cheap one, nothing like that. But what I do appreciate a lot is the effort that goes into the artwork and just the graphic design, the overall design of, for in this case, beer cans. Like I what's the one on of this? What is there, 30 of these? 24 of these.
Yeah.
What's the one that sticks out to you, really, the first one?
I like the one on the right side, second from the top, the blue with like all the kind of like, I don't know, it looks like, if I have to zoom in, it looks like clouds.
Cloud candy.
Oh, I didn't even realize that was the name. I just, like, I'm looking at this as a small image, but that one really pops, both the color and how it's broken up with the white lines.
Okay.
What about you?
For me, I like the one right above it, the CMYK. I like the simplicity of it, but the first one that pops out is the top one, second from the left, Early Bird.
Okay. And I mean, just now, if I look at the as I look at them and I kind of zoomed in closer, I mean, yeah, it depends on what catches your eye first. Is it color? Like in the case of mine, it's a different, very distinct kind of like light baby blue color that is different from all the rest. So there's some that have, you know, there's a few that have yellows and sort of light oranges and stuff, but there's no other can that has that blue. And so I guess that's
right.
Color that caught my eye first. And then just how different it was. But you're right. Like that one, the top right, that CMYK, though. Also, there's another one that's very similar to that. Two cans over, which is kind of got like a leaf design on it, very simple gray. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's the same can just spun around.
I'm guessing it's two different ones just based on the name.
Okay, I couldn't even see what the
smiling high. I'm guessing that's got to be some sort of a hemp beer. My guess.
There you go, smiling high. That would make sense. Guess. Yeah.
Either way, great submission.
Yeah, like it.
All right, next up is Mark's Berry. Now, here he's telling us he's also struggling, aiming for art, looking more like a pottery barn wall hanging. I don't know if that's a bad thing.
I don't know either. I've never bought a wall hanging at Pottery Barn, but I really like this photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm close. I'm close to liking it. Go. Tell me what you like about it.
I love the colors. The colors are so, so cool. Like, and maybe this is just my color palette. Like, I like the sort of blues and purpley color tones and just the water in the image and the way it goes out of focus. And I can sort of tell that it's of some form of flower, but at the same time, none of it matters. I just like the colors and the fact that, you know, it's focus and out of focus. And this is sort of definitely something that, yeah, I could see hanging in a lot of people's living rooms just as a nice piece of art. So well done. I mean, I thought about flowers too. That was the other thing. Some of the photos I've taken through this month thinking about art is I thought, well, flowers. Flowers seems like an obvious choice to make art from flowers, yet I couldn't do anything that was good. I was shooting in tight, and maybe it was my flower selection. I didn't think about submerging stuff in water. I was shooting them more just in natural environment. And I kept thinking, I need some water. I need to spritz these with water. But of course, I'm not out walking around with a spray gun, you know, in my neighbor's yard trying to make their flowers look good. But well done. I like this photo.
Agreed. All right. Next up, Kenneth Skalevic. I'm looking to you, Adam. You pronounce it.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not my forte.
Okay, I'm assuming it's Swedish. That's my guess. I don't know because there's the half a umlaut over some of the letters. I think that's Swedish. Could be Danish. I don't know. I don't hang out in the Scandinavian countries so much. Anyways, So, den Tomototen god alza, high key thumb sucking. That's what it's called.
Yeah, so the image, you know, has a child sucking his thumb, but it's completely, like, I don't know, bleached? I don't know how you'd explain that, but the image is bleached and the eyes really pop. So you can tell that, you know, he's sucking his thumb, but the eyes are, like, incredibly sharp and everything else kind of fades away. But it's, I like it. I'm not exactly sure how
it's a movie poster is why.
Is it?
I don't know, and I think it could be.
Sure.
There's ones, but like it's so, to me it was like sort of like a science fiction movie poster.
Agreed.
That's what this could be.
It's a little bit haunting, like got sort of almost like a ghost-like feel, but because the eyes are so sharp and because they're sort of staring right through you, I again really like it. This is also very well done.
Yeah. Not what I and not like anything we had submitted in the last few or ever, maybe.
No, it's never. I've not seen anything quite like this. It's a neat effect. And yeah, very unique and would have never in a million years thought of, you know, portraying a photo this way, but I like it. I'm gonna have to figure out how he did it.
Next up, Stephen Flo Rosenstengel. I have to say it in my, it's probably not, he doesn't do it with the German, but I'll Rosenstengel. Timely, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Although this mask has seen better days. I'm not putting this one on, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's probably contaminated. But yeah, this one I like. It fits in well with, you know, where we're at right now. But it's a nice image of kind of, you know, trees and sky and clouds, and then they've got the stomped on medical mask on the pavement in the foreground. And yeah, I like it. This is another, this reminds me of something that you'd probably see as a, you know, caption in a news article right now.
Yes. Yeah. And what I like about it is obviously is the colors and like, and the sort of the overall look that it kind of does look like. I mean, someone put a comment about it looking like Twin Peaks, which is, was filmed outside of Seattle, right?
You would know. Yeah, I don't know.
I believe so. I believe it was filmed in there. Anyways, was it or it wasn't in Vancouver, was it?
It might have been. Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah, I seem to think it was in Washington somewhere. Anyways, the balance between this must have been really processed out of a raw file in order to get the concrete, the black asphalt or whatever it's called, the asphalt to really kind of stick out like that and pop without being weighed in shadow and balanced with that nice deep blue sky. I think this is probably a version of the save, not so much a save, but really, really well enhanced. And I really like it. Kind of looks like old timey film, like really good slide film or something like that.
Okay.
Next up is Pixelscaper. Create your reality. For the Two Hoser submission, I know spot color is a cliche no-no, but I thought I would try to imply a message with it. Don't berate me too harshly. Well, first of all, you can't ask to not be berated.
Yeah, that sort of takes the wind out of our sails right there.
Yeah, although I actually like this. This never occurred to me as being one of those single color stickouts because this is just color in. Like, it's not one color. It's all colors in the painting.
Yeah.
And then all colors in the paint box.
Right. I really like this one, so I've got no berating at all. I think it's really good.
Yeah. See, for me, I'll admit, I have a pretty big crush on both Joan Allen and a young Paul Walker, so they were in a movie called Pleasantville.
Okay.
Nothing?
Well, I know the movie, but is that just because...
Wait, have you not seen Pleasantville?
Yeah, of course I've seen it. It's the movie where it's partially in color, right?
Yeah.
I remember, yeah. It was years ago that I saw it, but I remember it being very cool and artistic, and so you're saying this reminds you of that.
This is along those lines, yeah. And which is, I actually love that movie. To me, that's an excellent movie, and Now you're going to have to check that out. It's been a while since you've seen it.
Oh, yeah. It's probably been 20 years. How old is that movie?
About that. Probably. Okay. Yeah. Probably more. Oh, God. We got to be 25 now. Yeah. The overall, this is really well done. I like the black and white and color mix in this one, and great subject. And this is an example of somebody shooting someone else's art, and it looks great. Like taking someone else's art and then adding your own twist on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Concentric circles of art. That's what we call this one. Okay, so next up is David 120 Williams. Now, he's got two in a row here. Now, he said, and normally I just pick the one I like if people submit double. But he submitted this and then later said, oh, he likes the other one better, but he already submitted. And normally I would just pick what I like, but I couldn't this time, and I wanted to see what you thought. So first up,
I definitely like. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
No, you finish.
I definitely like the second one.
You like the second one?
Yeah, the graffiti one.
Oh, see, I like the first one. There you go. Oh, that's okay. Why.
Yeah. So tell me why you like the first one, because I don't particularly like the first one.
It could be a movie poster.
Sure.
Like, there's just like yeah. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing about art. If we're gonna get into it, I don't feel that art needs a caption. I mean, in this case, it does, because you know, for the nature of this show, I like the fact that photographers are sharing their process with other photographers and say, you know, how I got to this. And so in that respect, I appreciate having a description, a caption. But in general, I think if you just have to explain your art, then it's probably not art. It should speak for itself. No,
I agree. I agree. I agree with that entirely.
Right. So, but like I said, good to tell everybody how you did this, because I appreciate the sharing part. But so he says it's a photo of a tree over his back fence taken with a 1 second exposure with intentional blur, took a number of goes. And then he includes a picture of the tree, but you can sort of imagine what it is. So it looks, I think it looks really cool. The fact that there is a lot going on that you kind of can't figure out, but you can see. The only thing that you can really see are those leaves on the sort of the left-hand third. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gives you a hint about what you're looking at. Otherwise, you'd have to, this could have been just exposed film. And maybe that's why I like it, because it looks kind of like film, like movie film that's been streaked. That's kind of got that look to it, like pre-exposed and just kind of a mess. Maybe you had a light leak in the can or something like that. And it looks like that. Like it could be the opening credits to the movie Seven, you know? Like that was kind of something cool like that. Something you'd do in Adobe After Effects, perhaps. So I really like the looks of that. This could also be a movie poster or a TV.
Yeah, that's the thought I had. I thought like Blair Witch Project or Into the Woods or something like that. Yeah.
Yes, something good like that. And so I really do appreciate that. And that's why I like this one, because and there's lots of, you know, this kind of it's kind of a consistent color palette too. We kind of have that, you know, the nature colors without, you know, all of a sudden mixing too much all at once. All right, let's have a look at the one that you like better.
Yeah.
Tell
and
me why.
Well, again, this was on my list as well as, oh, I'd like to go shoot some graffiti. And so right. I thought, like, there's a skate park not too far from where I live. And I kept saying to myself, like, all right, I should go out at a nice time of day and I should see what I can do as far as like shooting graffiti. And I had the concept in my head that I was going to shoot a bunch of different separate, you know, sort of up close graffiti art and then sort of assemble it like a puzzle, which of course I never did. But then I saw other submissions, you know, that were along the graffiti art sort of path. And I really liked them. And this one in particular, just, you know, I'm not sure, I haven't read to see if there's a full explanation of how he captured it, but I like the effect. It looks really cool. And the colors really pop.
It rained.
No, but I just mean like the, is this out of a tunnel or something?
I'm assuming it could be the Paris sewers.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, because of how it's framed in the dark, like dark and then out into the light, that, you know, he's somewhere at the edge of a tunnel shooting through. And yeah, you get, because of the water, you get the reflection, and it's framed so nicely. I just, yeah, really, really like this one.
It does frame nicely, and not only is it framed in terms of light and darkness, but there's also the color and the monochrome, which is built in, which looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up is David R. Wilkinson. This is a fern forest taken on a coastal walk at absolutely the wrong time of day. There you go. That was I hadn't read that. That was going to be my comment. Don't take it at this time of day.
Okay. Yeah, I do like the photo though. It has sort of almost like a Caribbean feel to me, like with the way the water in the background and like just the color of the water. It looks cool. Like again, yeah, I agree. I'm sure the time of day doesn't probably do it justice, but I do like the photos still.
I think if I remember correctly, I think David is in the UK.
Okay.
So less. I mean, so I assume yeah, you have to just have fish and chips and red phone boxes. More so than ferns.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think it would be one of those ones where I don't really have any complaints about it other than what he said. Take this in the evening. You'll like your photo better.
Sure.
But he knew that. Next up, JC Russo. Another rose from our out of control rose bushes.
Yeah, I love this one.
My only thing is that every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, that's not captured here. We're seeing a tight shot of a rose with water droplets on it, which I love. I think that's the part that makes it for me is just the.
Now, is this on purpose? Like, did he go and shoot this, or did he spray it? Like, did he have the aforementioned spritzer that you needed?
I think he spritzed it, but if not, yeah. I mean, just got really lucky. But I'm gonna say he spritzed it, but it looks great. Like this really does. You get the texture and the colors, and the close up makes it more artistic. But this is another like wall hanging. I'm not sure if it would be a bulk barn one or a coffee shop one, but this is a living room shot for sure for those that really enjoy and appreciate flowers or roses. So well done again. Like it.
I was going to mention this to you off the air, but we're going to start a Two Hosers coffee shop here in Tübingen.
Nice.
And so maybe some of this wall art. Here's the deal. I'm going to get it up and running. Adam's going to pay for it.
Sure.
And then we'll get a lot of the art from the Two Hosers listeners. So this will be on there.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So we'll talk financing after the show, Adam.
Sounds good.
All right. Next up is Bob Bernal Jr. This is urban art. He's from Los Angeles. And so this is Los Angeles urban art.
I swear I've seen this. Like not this particular photo.
Like you've been there.
This wall, yeah. Yeah, okay. The donut, I don't recognize the Bart Simpson part of it, but the donut 100% from LA. Like, I want to say somewhere in downtown-ish area. I'd like to know exactly where this is, because I swear I've seen this wall, you know, just driving around LA.
Well, I follow Bob on we follow Bob on the Instagram, and I think you're probably right. I think he's been posting a lot of stuff from downtown LA. I'm not super familiar with downtown LA exactly, but I think he's been posting a lot of stuff because a lot of the stuff on the protests he's been shooting.
Okay.
That have been going on, which we haven't even mentioned the protests because, you know, we don't want to pretend they're not existing. It's just that it turns out nobody really cares what we think.
Yeah. So, yeah. We've already talked too much of what we, you know, are experiencing or thinking about COVID-19 pandemic, and I don't think anyone cares about our opinion on that either. So we're trying to be more photography centric.
Yeah, or just something like that. Point being, check out Bob's feed though. He's got a lot of great photos from what's going on down there, and so very not just documenting, but also very artistic as well.
Yeah.
So I do like this photo, but if you look at the rest of his feed, you'll know that, you know, he's got a lot of other fantastic ones as well.
Okay.
So good time of day, though.
Well, a great choice of colors, good time of day for the shot. Yep. So again, like, yeah, I can't say anything critical because I like it.
Right. Next up, number 97 in your program, but number one in your hearts, Frank Pang.
This, it says like in the comments is, or in the hashtags is Granville Island.
Yeah.
So I did not know such artwork was present at Granville Island. Now it's been
I'm assuming that's the cement, that's the Heidelberg cement factory, I'm guessing.
I have no clue where this is, but it looks cool.
By the crane, or is that the, yeah, that's a crane, right? I don't know. I thought those are the, I thought they were, maybe they're not those, the silos down there. They have, because Granville Island's a weird place, I
sure,
think.
Sure, sure.
You know, like it was industrial before, it was nothing, and then they built it up, but there's still some industry down there. And like, again, like a cement factory for, you know, which is kind of a weird spot to have in a tourist area. But I've never seen them dressed up like this.
No, nor have I. This is okay. So I was looking at it going like, what is this? What's going on? You can see a little bit of a, you know, a truck in the foreground that gives you some, you know, sense of scale as far as how big these structures are. And yeah, it looks cool. The crop is weird, but I'm guessing that's an Instagram thing.
That's probably going to be an Instagram thing. You probably want to see a little bit more of the crane above. Just to give you some context.
I feel exactly the same. I feel like it's just crowded, but yeah, a wider shot or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Overall. Good stuff. Next up, Roger Dahlman. And he got a request for a bright and colorful abstract for a baby's room. Ah, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is a large metal print, so the color is really possible. Is this a shot of the print, or is this the print that he got done? That's must be the shot of the print.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the way it's sort of glisteny. I mean, I guess that could be just the light, but it seems like it's probably the light bouncing off of the metal print.
Have you ever had a metal print done?
Yeah, actually, you know, speaking of metal prints, I just sent my mom one for Mother's Day of that what was that bird I took that I used as a photo challenge in black and white?
The crane?
Yeah, like right at the beginning of COVID. It wasn't a crane.
Well, it was down by the water, like under the pier?
Yeah, it was a blue heron.
Okay.
Yeah, I just sent her one of those. She got it for Mother's Day. And I haven't seen it in person because I did it, you know, via Costco and had it sent direct to her. But she showed me a caption of it on a FaceTime video, and I thought it looked good. So there's my two cents.
Nice.
Yeah, they look good. And I had one made of Jack playing baseball from a couple of years back, and I loved it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to do one, but have yet to do it.
They're very cost effective through Costco for anyone out there looking to do one. Very reasonable, yeah.
Okay.
Because they can be very pricey depending on where you look and the size and whatnot. So they do look fantastic. Don't require a frame. That there's a lot of good about the metal print.
All right. Check it out. So this one looks really cool. I'm guessing this is a bunch of those rubber bouncy balls.
Yeah, I thought maybe marbles, but maybe it is bouncy balls.
I was guessing that maybe, and then the ones, the odd-shaped ones, that maybe they make the funny ones that bounce crazy. I don't know. That's what I looked at. Maybe they are marbles.
I don't know. My instinct was marbles, but now you say bouncy balls, I'm like,
well, but marbles maybe have those weird sort of little flares inside. Like I don't know. I guess all marbles must look alike. I don't know.
I feel like aren't there flares in some of them? Like, look at some of them, or maybe that's
not
just
the flares, but like the little spiral things.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, about? Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of different marbles, I guess, that are out there.
Well, I assume these are bouncy things. Either way, these are it's an abstract photo of something that unless they're paintballs or something, and then it's weird. But you know, to take an abstract photo with really cool colors that kind of pop and are of a kid's toy, that's kind of the key. It's like you can go do like a sundial, but the kid's gonna have no reference to that, you know, eventually. Like, not now, the kid probably won't know, but it'll be part of their room, and then eventually they'll understand what it is and they'll have those kind of things. So I love the fact that Roger was able to tie in a theme with the color and the abstract and make it all in a nice neat little bow.
Sure.
All right, next up, Derek, did we talk about this last week or not?
No.
No, we didn't. I didn't think so. No, we didn't. We absolutely did not. So he was so close to this bird that he was able to do the Brennizer method, which hashtag I invented, of shooting multiple photos, stitching them together to allow better bokeh than my lens would allow.
Okay.
Okay. Unless maybe, so I guess maybe the background would have, I assume this was like a blown out sky, so in that case, bokeh would not matter. But maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was something else.
Hard to know.
Okay. All right. Well, he did this on safari in Africa, so I've never done that.
No. And my first thought when I saw this photo is I thought, okay, tight shot of a stork, apparently. I didn't know that's what a stork looked like up close.
It's a yellow-billed stork, yeah.
But the, you know, when looking at it again and kind of looking at it for a little longer, I like it. I like the texture of both the beak, like the imperfections, like all the different, you know, the sort of fur moving to the, like, again, the texture of the beak versus the texture of around the eye, like, and the colors. And it is cool looking, but it was a sort of photo that had to marinate a little bit with me.
Sure.
I like it, though.
Well, the next one, the last one, maybe that one will marinate with you.
why would you say marinate?
Because it's the last one.
Oh, okay. I like this photo. I like this photo. I think it's definitely very artistic, very, very brave. I'm not brave enough to, you know, go nude on the public beach for photography. But I like it.
Wait, so hold on. You've been to Wreck Beach though.
I went to Wreck Beach in BC. This is not Wreck Beach in Vancouver. I'm guessing they have a Wreck Beach in New York.
I doubt it. I'm assuming this is Wreck Beach.
Oh, really? Just with the New York photographer?
Maybe she just likes New York, or maybe she was traveling to Vancouver. Wreck Beach is pretty world famous.
Oh, I just assumed maybe there was other Wreck Beaches when it was listed as Wreck Beach. I didn't think of Vancouver when I saw this.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we don't know. It's a mystery, but you've got sort of five naked men just kind of huddled together, and it's overcast light, so the light is really good, and it would definitely be considered an artistic photo. And this is another photo that I could see, you know, being in a gallery of it is that kind of photo. It's very simple, like the lines with the background where it's the horizon, and then there's kind of like I guess, you know, wood that's kind of strewn across the beach, and it's all kind of laid out in a way that looks very good. So well done.
It is. And now so she says a tribute to Herb Ritts, who I'm a big fan of Herb Ritts, mostly for his work with Cindy Crawford, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
That's more my speed.
I don't know Herb.
You're gonna.
Okay.
After this, you're going to Google Herb Ritts, Cindy Crawford, more likely. Again, I'm going to go ahead and lob the ball into your court. But I also happen to love Wreck Beach. Like, Wreck Beach is one of our, like, my wife and I's favorite places to go. Now, it is a nude beach, or clothing optional, because not everybody goes nude at Wreck Beach. Or I haven't been in like 10 years. But it is an amazing beach. Like, you have to hike there. Hike down through the rainforest a little bit, down the beach, down the stairs, and it's just this amazing beach and worth checking out. If next time you're in Vancouver, I'm assuming it's open now, if you're around, definitely go check out the beach. And you're right, like this does look like a fine art photo that would belong in a museum. So well done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that leaves it to us now. Adam, why don't you go first?
Sure.
Okay. Did you draw that one?
I wish I could have drawn that. That was okay. That was so my photo has my kids holding sort of a caricature drawing painting. I think it was drawn, and then the artist kind of filled it in. It was like a 13-year-old artist who was like an award-winning artist.
Whoa, really?
And she was at the Richmond Center when my kids were really little. So I want to say Sarah was 3.5 and Jack was 1.5, something like that. At the very most, it would have been 4 and 2. And she drew this in, you know, maybe 15 or 20 minutes. And the photo's been hanging in my house ever since. I love this picture. They were drawn as caricatures of Vancouver Canucks hockey players. So Jack's the goalie, Sarah's the player. And I just thought, like, when I was...
Why is she wearing pink?
I don't know. That's just what the artist did. We didn't really have a lot of influence on the color. So maybe the artist was slightly sexist in her color scheme.
That's what I'm getting at. Hashtag, yeah. You got me too'd.
Yeah. So anyway, so this was all, like, my kids sat for it. She did it. I was amazed at how good the likeness was of the kids when she did the drawing or the sketch. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought, okay, here's art. And then I thought, I'm going to pose my kids holding this where, you know, they stand right in behind the photos. And I still think the likenesses hold up incredibly well from the fact
that... Okay, you know, now I'm seeing that. Now I'm seeing what... It, at first, I was looking at this thinking, okay, Adam doesn't want to do the challenge anymore. That's what I'm seeing.
No, not at all.
But yeah. now that you pointed out, like, they're lined up with their own picture, there is some artistic value to this now.
Yeah, and again, this is what I thought is like my impression of what is art. I could not.
Yeah.
I did not have the same conception of it as some of our listeners. When I saw what they did, I thought, oh, I should have done something like that, except for that's not art. That's copying.
I should have made Goodfellas.
Yeah, that's kind of copying. And then again, in my mind, like, this is just the sort of course it took as I tried stuff. And I'm like, nope, it's not that. It's not that. And then I saw the picture in hanging in my house. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna somehow turn this into something that's my own. And again, mm-hmm. it's like I say, it's someone else's artwork put together with my kids. And whether it's art or not, I don't care. I really like the photo. I love the natural smiles of my kids. Getting my kids together at this age and getting natural, nice smiles is almost an impossibility. And so the fact that it occurred for this photo, I was like, yeah, I'm sharing this. I got two happy kids and I got the likenesses of the photo. So art or no art, I just like the photo.
And then with the hair, that's the haircut you gave your son.
Yes. Yes. So there, he hasn't brushed it. I feel like it's better than represented in the photo.
Oh no. He looks like Harry Connick Jr. in Memphis Belle.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell him that. I'm sure.
Check it out.
I'm sure he'll be happy.
Has he seen that movie?
No.
Have you?
I saw it again, long, long time ago. That's an old movie too.
1998 came out, I think.
Yeah.
Check it. Did he watch that movie? I'm going to watch that movie if I can find it. That's okay. A hard one to find. I still
got Pleasantville to get a hold of.
You got Pleasantville. No, go with Memphis Belle first. They rhyme, Pleasantville and Memphis Belle.
Sure.
Rhyme-ish. Go with Memphis Belle first. I think your son would enjoy that movie.
Okay.
And plus you got the haircut, Harry Connick, and, you know, maybe teach him to play a piano.
It's a pretty decent haircut, though, right? Like, pretty good
it's
for... Good.
It's not bad. Better than...
For a dad cut, right?
For a bald guy, too. I mean, kind of impressed.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now, having a look at mine, I like I said, I struggled as well. And so, mine was a bit of a process that took place in the 45 minutes before we hit record.
Okay.
That's not 100% true, but I did struggle the entire month, and I took a bunch, like yourself, I took a bunch of safety photos of different things that I was like, well, this could be art.
Sure.
This bicycle with cobwebs on it, you know, that could be, who's to say it isn't art? And I was like, wow, that's not art at all. But then I had something in mind. I thought, oh, you know what I'm going to do? Like you said, hey, I want to shoot something with flowers. I wanted to shoot something with flowers because I never do that.
Right.
I wanted to do something different, like out of my usual wheelhouse. And still life is not my favorite. I like it when it's done well. It's like when other people do it, I like it.
Sure.
I just don't do it well. And so I had this idea in mind. I thought, okay, like my kids, my daughter loves that when we go for a hike or something like that, she picks all these different wildflowers and then she'll make a bouquet out of them. And she does it quite often. So this is one of them that she put together of just stuff she found out in the fields. And I thought, oh, I'm going to do that. But I have this piece of broken glass that I'm going to smear with Vaseline and look at the effect that this has. See how the left side is all smudged and blurry, but the right side isn't?
I see it.
Art! Hashtag art!
Yeah. You know what? I know what you're going for, and there's elements...
Really? Because it wasn't this.
There's elements that I like. In fact, I actually would like this if just the whole photo was the covered in... glass Vaseline. Like if that was just mm-hmm. all the way across, I would like this a lot more. Because I like the effect on the left side. But then when I see the clarity on the right side, I'm like, yeah, I don't like it so much anymore. But I really just think if that glass had been extended over the entire bouquet, like, I think that would be a really nice.
The glass was broken, Adam.
I know. No more glass. Yeah. You're all out of glass in Germany.
Well, I'm not going to smear on good glass. This is stuff I dug out of my garbage.
Okay.
With the fracture down the middle, do you know what it symbolizes? Art. It symbolizes art.
Right.
No, and ultimately, I agree with you. I think it would look better if it was all frosted and done better, and also the glass closer to the camera so that it's a little more out of focus.
Okay. I think the out of focus part is good, though. I do. The out of focus part to me looks good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it looks. I was hoping it wouldn't look. I would like the glass to be more out of focus, like the actual smears that you can see.
Oh,
in the
I see.
Side.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, it should be more frosted, and you don't know what's going on, like some sort of if Degas had no talent, that's what this would be.
Sure.
So obviously, I shot this with the help of my kids and recognized it wasn't good, and so I shot the one that I shot two that I like better. I couldn't decide, and then ultimately I said, you know what, I'm going with the blue one, the two flowers.
I like the blue one. Yeah, me too. Definitely. Not even close. The black one's fine, but the blue, the color really makes it, I think.
This sucks in that how simple it was to do. The other one took me a lot of effort to not be good, and I actually like this one for the most part. And it required almost no effort.
Okay, so tell us what you did.
Some effort. It required some effort. Like, I had to think about how to do this. So what we had in our hallway, we used to have a very thin, tall wall mirror that I took down to replace with the mirror I built. And so we have this kicking around, this crappy $4 IKEA mirror. And I just laid it on the floor of my office where I have the blue walls.
Mm-hmm.
And laid one of these flowers is actually in the bouquet. That's where the art comes in from the other shot. So I pulled it out of there and laid it down on the mirror, and just had window light coming into my office, which was nice. I didn't have to light it. And then basically that's the wall reflecting onto the mirror,
mm-hmm.
the blue part, and that's pretty much all that it is.
Nice. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, let's do that again, but. And the black and white one, I kind of liked sort of a different angle, but ultimately it's like, yeah, all right. I mean, either one, you're going to buy it like, I wouldn't say a coffee bean, but, you know, like in the bathroom of a Tim Hortons.
Sure.
It'd be there.
Yeah.
Which, I feel like I've used that joke before.
Maybe.
Does that sound familiar?
I don't know. I like it though. So it wasn't even a courtesy laugh. That was a real actual laugh.
I think I ripped myself off. We'll find out. I'll phone that Bernizer guy and see if he said it first, maybe.
Okay.
Well, that guy in Poland. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to everybody for submitting. We appreciate it. Again, these photos aren't really, the photo challenge for these the monthly ones aren't really about Adam and I. We look forward to seeing what people submit and
Frank. Also, it's mostly about Frank.
We're gonna change the name to Frank.
Yeah, Frank's photo challenge.
Yeah. Obviously, everybody's playing for second place.
Yeah.
Really. All right. Challenge for next month.
Okay.
I want to make it simple. I want people to participate in this one.
Okay.
Snapshot. That's it. Snapshot.
Great.
Is that simple enough, or is that too difficult?
No, I think snapshots people take. It could be on your phone. It could be on your iPad, your whatever,
right.
your SLR, whatever you've got, but anything you shoot is qualifies. So don't do a big studio setup. That wouldn't qualify, right?
Yeah, but I'm gonna let it happen anyways.
Okay, anything.
Anything. No, we did that before. It's snapshot. Do a snapshot. That's what I want to see. I'm gonna shoot mine with the X100.
Okay.
Hashtag. Challenge for next week. Speaking of the X100, we're going to talk a little bit about what a leaf shutter is and whatnot, and how to best utilize that. So, challenge for next week is leaf shutter.
Okay.
Take that however you like. If you shoot it with your 6D, I'll be really impressed.
Okay, leaf shutter.
Yeah. But for June is Snapshot, hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do those two and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we will check that out next month. Websites, Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
Mine, you can find it at AlanAtridge.com, the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.